This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine, a huge show for you today, coming to you live and raw from Mercedes Me, corner of Collins and King Street. And just so you know, this is not the office of Peter Dutton, the Minister for Home Au Pairs. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and, of course, on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest-running and flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. It is an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca. Good morning. It's Saturday, the 1st of September. 13 degrees, and that's it for the day, guys. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, in temperature, on behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past, present and future. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. So, we're coming to you live from Mercedes Me at the base of the Rialto. My first guest, who'll be with us in a sec, is Simon Johnson. He's the general manager of Mercedes Me. And sitting next to him is Sally Capp, our Lord Mayor, who today celebrates 100 days in the job. So welcome, Sally.
Thank you, David.
Pleasure. And welcome, Simon.
Thank you, Macca.
So Mercedes Me, Simon, when was it opened? It was almost a year ago?
10 months ago.
Yeah?
That's right.
And why Mercedes Me? What is it? What is it?
It's a fair question because, and we get that question a lot, it's the only store of its kind in Australia, in fact the Southern Hemisphere, so most people don't have a reference point as to what it is. But the whole idea is a global concept set up as a place where people can get to know our brand without feeling like they've got to buy a car. And during the day, Monday to Friday, it's a cafe essentially and a restaurant. We've got a fantastic hospitality partner, St. Ali. So some of the best coffee in Melbourne and delicious food. You can just enjoy that or you can come in and discover a little bit about the brand.
So it's, you know, I'm a statistics man. Give me some numbers. How many coffees have you served?
That's a good question as well. There's about 90,000 coffees that we estimate Wow. that we've delivered, and it's just great because it's such a broad group of the community that come in. It's business types for business meetings. It's people coming in on their laptops, creative types just working away, starting their day. People coming from interstate to see what this Mercedes concept is all about, and actually a lot of people come across several city blocks to enjoy Savali coffee.
Because we've actually got here in the store, we've got the new G63, which actually is on sale but not actually available yet because they haven't all arrived. But out in the atrium of the Rialto, you've actually got another G-Wagon display, and my favourite, of course, is the military one. But there's a fire engine one. And isn't there an old one which is owned by one of the Grollers?
That's right. It generously loaned us that vehicle for display, and it's done more than 800,000 kilometres. It's one of the first ones
Wow.
to be privately imported, actually. And, we try and we only open the first Saturday of every month, and we try and have something special for guests to enjoy, and that's the exhibition we've got on at the moment.
So if you're in the city and you're listening, you need to come down here to Mercedes Me. The coffee is by Sonali, the tuck is by Sonali. I had a fantastic Eggs Benedict earlier.
The tea is good as well, Macca.
And the tea is good. Yeah. It's got the Lord Mayor's tick. So Simon, I know after the show today, you have another event on called Meet the Maker. What's that one about? What's today's about?
Well, what we try and do at Mercedes Me is really bring in different communities. Aside from the day and day activities, as I mentioned, being a normal cafe, we host different events and bring in different communities so they can experience the store. And we've partnered up with the Design Files, and they've curated a Meet the Maker session that runs on the first Saturday of every month, as well as a couple during the week. And basically, the idea is we bring in different artisans, really interesting artisans.
Artisans?
Yes. It in a subtle way, I guess, shows the importance of quality craftsmanship to our brand. But we've got an amazing ceramicist today from 12 o'clock. And anyone who happens to be in the city, corner of King and Collins, can come along and get a unique insight into some of these amazing creative types. So
it's quite interesting sitting here and watching, you know, watching the traffic, people walking by, people sitting in here wondering what the hell's going on, where those people are sitting over there with headsets on.
It's a great spot, isn't it? We're so delighted that you've come in and chosen us as the outside broadcast.
Look, it's great to be here, and the only other outside broadcast we've done have been in Sydney for the Mardi Gras, but that wasn't actually in a public space. It was actually in the SBS studios. So this is actually the first Saturday Magazine outside broadcast in public. So,
well, congrats. We feel special. We'll have to do more of it.
I know, live and raw. So, Simon, the first Saturday of the month, so this is the third or the fourth time you've done it?
This is just the second, actually.
Only the second.
So we've got a lot of exciting things in store, but I think this is a good one to continue on with. And you asked about some of the events before that we put on at night. We've got some exciting events coming up as well. So anyone who's interested, if they follow our socials, Mercedes Me Store Melbourne, we've got a global ambassador, Garrett McNamara, who was until recently the world record holder for the biggest wave surfed in the world.
How high was that wave?
It was 78 foot, which is just incredible.
Wow.
It was over in Portugal, Nazaire, and unofficially, he's actually surfed 100 feet, but these are the kind of people we try and bring in, just people that are amazing, and we can all get a unique opportunity to be up close and personal with them, and it's a lot of fun.
And Simon, isn't there another In Conversation that's coming up with Josh Gibson, I believe?
Yes, absolutely.
Later in September?
Yes, with Salvatore Malatesta and Josh Gibson. It will be talking all things coffee and AFL. And for those who don't know Sal, he's an amazing entrepreneur, also the founder of St. Ali Family, and they're our partner in this this whole concept. And we haven't put the date out yet. However, we will be very shortly, and I think we can announce it here. It's the 25th of September, Tuesday. So that'll be a good one to thanks for bringing that up.
It's a really good one.
Grand final week. Well timed.
Mm-hmm. So during the day, people come in, they have coffee, there's free Wi-Fi, there's food. You open for breakfast. This is only the second Saturday, and it's the first Saturday of every month. You've also had, I know I came to a dinner here, John Borghetti from Virgin had a CEO's dinner here, which was fantastic. We had one big long table. So people, if they're interested in doing things like that, the room I like best upstairs is the library. Just like a mini boardroom, I think it seats eight comfortably.
Yes, comfortably.
Eight people my size, but 10 your size. So, well, look, thank you, Simon. Thank you for hosting us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, CEO and Managing Director of Virgin Australia. You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9 with Macca.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.